there. Welcome to the Until Next podcast. If you are watching on YouTube, you already see that I have a guest with me today. Everyone, let's please welcome Lauren.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you for being here, Lauren.
Yeah.
Let's just get right into it. Who are you?
My name is Lauren Parch. I'm an actress, producer, and model in Chicago, Illinois.
Amazing.
Yes.
And we'll get into everything deeper, but yeah. I just start every episode asking the guests, what era are you in?
I love this. I'm in my main character era this
year. Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Wait, I never got that answer. I love that.
Yeah, that's the era I'm in this year.
That's
yeah.
So good.
Last year I was in a clarity era, and I feel like I got clarity, and this year it's main character energy only. So
period.
I'm really excited about it.
I love that. That is so fun.
Yes.
I feel like I don't know why, something about this year, especially like even in media, pop culture, like within my girl groups, like circles, everyone's just like, it's all, we're going all in this year.
I agree. I feel like the bet is all in. Can I ask what era you're in this
year? Yeah, I think I'm in, I would say, the issue with this is like, I feel like I love words that are deemed as like negative in society as women. Like I like the baddie or like the man eater or like
absolutely.
The villain era.
Villain era.
And I was in my man eater era like 2 years ago. I'm over that. I'm over that. I don't have time for that energy.
Okay.
So I feel like now I'm in like my like villain era, but like for me.
Yes.
Not for someone else and not to prove myself. It's more like for me to like do all the things that I want to do for myself.
This.
Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. So we're in two very similar eras.
Similar. That's why it was cute. Yours is just a nicer way of saying it.
Well, I've been in a villain era, so I totally understand that. But no, I think it's the same era. It's just like you're doing it for you. It's not revenge. It's not to prove anyone wrong, right?
Yeah.
I love that.
And it feels good. It's a lot. I feel like I've got a lot of clarity from this journey also. So I've been excited to see like where it takes me, and I feel like this past year and like the feeling I have within me this even the past like few weeks, we're only filming a couple weeks into January, I already feel like I've had like a different like energy within myself that I can't explain yet, but I feel like it's gonna come more it's gonna come out more.
100%. I'm excited to see what we do this year.
Well, thank you. I'm excited for both of us.
It'll
be fun to see. And we have so much time now, which is a blessing.
It's such a blessing. I love the beginning of the year energy. I know we're talking about that a little bit, but it just feels good. It feels like there's a lot of possibility this year.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for us. Let's just learn more about you. So okay, first, like, what do you do, like, day-to-day basis? What do you do creatively? Then we can kind of go back.
Yes, absolutely. So I am an actress, and so I do have a day job. So I do work HR. That's my little, like, sim character during the day. but then I'm a film actress, and so I do film. Haven't done TV yet. I'm excited to do that.
Yeah.
Commercial. I booked my very first commercial last year, which was really exciting.
Congrats.
Thank you. But a lot of auditioning. I coach other actors, too, if that's something that they're looking for. Cool. And then I produce. And so last year, we had been working, this is year five, but we had been working on a feature film called My Little Renaissance Girl, and we had our first premiere in November. So that was a huge thing that I do on the side. And then that team is already working on another film. So a lot of times at night, it's a lot of meetings, it's a lot of planning and putting that together.
Totally.
So that's usually what I'm doing creatively, but I love to run.
Too.
That's kind of an outlet for me too. I absolutely love to do that when it's warmer on the Lakeshore Trail, of course. But that's a huge outlet for me that I love to do.
Which makes sense. That's like a healthy space, a healthy balance for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. Well, can you talk a little bit? I know I saw like the posts and like I saw the premiere. I wasn't able to make it. I think I was out of town that week because I know my mom and some other like Dream Team people were there and were in it.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about the film?
Absolutely. So this was something my friend Amy wrote a few years ago, and it was about body dysmorphia and kind of the dark humor of, it's such a vulnerable topic, but I think a lot of us experience it. And I felt like we hadn't seen a lot of movies on screen that really portrayed it in like a humorous, understanding way. And we're like, we didn't want to put Hollywood-looking type actors on the screen. We want it to be us and our friend group and what we deal with. And so in the movie, Amy is struggling with every time she's having body dysmorphic thoughts, she sees herself as a Renaissance girl, like in her reflection. And it's because in her teen years, there was like a time in class where there was a Renaissance woman up there and they were like making fun of her and people are like, that looks like her. Aww. So it like stuck with her whole life. And so that's kind of where it came from. And kind of that, when you're dealing with your own things internally, you almost kind of don't realize the impact it has on people around you. Mm. So maybe you're not being there for people as much. You're being mean to yourself, saying mean things about yourself. Well, then someone else is like, what do you, so there's a moment where her friends are like, then what do you think of me? Ooh. Like, if that's what you're saying about you, then like, how, and she's like, I'm not, it's not about you. So, and it kind of wraps up with like, you know, at the end of the day, your community is going to forgive you and loves you. And like, that's what's going to heal you. But I really liked the film because it's something I've dealt with. I think it's what a lot of people have dealt with. And it was more of like a dark humor way instead of so tragic.
Okay. Yeah. I really like that.
Yeah.
That's a cool concept. Like I said, I saw pictures and stuff, so I could picture like the Renaissance girl and everything.
Yes.
But that's a really unique like approach to kind of show a bigger message, 100%. Which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
And I'm like such a, my favorite like era is like the Renaissance. My dream is to be in a period piece. So I like love that you got to live in that world for a little bit.
It was really cool. I love the Renaissance too. There's something like romantic about it. And so it was really fun. And it was so fulfilling to work on. Like the whole team was exciting. Some of our dear friends got to work on it. They're so talented. Yeah. So that premiere was so special because it was kind of this celebration of, and I had never produced film before. So that was a completely different learning experience. Totally. I acted in it too. Mm-hmm. But it was cool being on the other side of it as well.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done both behind the scenes and like on camera stuff, and it's just like so fun just to be in any space where you're with all a bunch of like-minded people with the same goals, good energy, like all that stuff is like really special to be a part of.
I agree, and it's a team effort. Like you can't do it, one person can't do it alone. It was everyone on there, and you have such a different respect when you show up to set as an actor when you've been on the other side.
Totally. You know, oh my God, you can really see the whispers. You understand like, wait, this person's late. Now that affects everyone out. Like you just really have, like you said, an appreciation.
100%.
That's a great way of putting it. Yeah.
So I have a different perspective now when I'm on set.
Aww,
so I appreciate
it. Yeah. No, that's important. That's a good perspective.
Yeah.
So when you were growing up, did you always do theater acting? Like, what was your thing as a kid?
Yeah, it started theater. Yeah. So I was a girl in DeKalb, Illinois, Corntown, Catholic school. Yeah. And we had just gotten a theater program. And I was like, I think I'll try out for it. It was called Dear Edwina. And I got the lead.
Oh, my
gosh. Edwina.
That's so cute.
And I had never done it before. I had loved movies like Moulin Rouge. I remember watching over and over, just all Grease, like all those kinds of things. And when I got that lead, I was like, I want to keep doing this. It was so fun. Yeah. And so I continued through high school. I did the plays and theater. I did speech team, which I think helped a little bit too.
Totally.
And then I was going away to college. My degree was going to be psychology. It was the week before school. And I woke my mom up and I was like, I think I want to pursue acting. And she was like, then you need to call him tomorrow morning and let's get it done. And so I did. And I auditioned and I got into the acting program.
Gosh.
So I did the double major. And that's when I was like, I want to do this as a career. Yeah. Like, I want to have fun. So I think there was always something there with storytelling. Mm-hmm. School, I would always ask my teachers, like, I'd be like, could I make a movie for this project instead? You know,
that's
and
so
they would
funny.
Let me. And they do it. And so I think it was always this creative piece of me that I just really loved and liked. And I think it wasn't until I was 18 that I was like, I want to pursue it. I want to do the thing, you know.
And you were able to, like, own it. And that's really nice that you had a supportive mom who, like, let you do that.
I'm really appreciative. Mm-hmm. Like, they both have always been supportive, but I feel like my mom especially, she's just always been like, okay, then let's make it happen. You know, she's a woman's woman for sure.
That's
so
important.
Yeah.
That's really helpful, like,
I agree.
To grow up and not feel like you have to, like, hide parts of you or 100%. Whatever. Like, you can just, they're supportive and everything.
Yeah, I totally agree.
That's sweet.
Yeah, so I'm thankful that night that she wasn't, like, go to to bed. What are you talking about?
Thank gosh, right? Yeah, so did. Is she living, is she out in DeKalb still?
Yeah, my parents are still in DeKalb. Okay. So they're like an hour and a half away. Yeah. So I get to see them a lot. That's and good. Family is so important to me. So I like getting to see them a lot. Yeah. And they come in for everything, every show. So when I moved to Chicago afterwards, I did theater. I was in theater for a long time until like 2019. And they've come to every show. They've come to every premiere. And then when I did film, they've come to every premiere. They'll be like, can we watch? Where's your commercial? Where's your short film? So they're very supportive.
That's awesome. Yeah. They're probably so proud. Yes. That's super cute.
I'm very appreciative of them.
That's really important to have that foundation too. It's like definitely a blessing to, like I said, to be like fully supported. And like for them to maybe not understand fully like what being on set means and what production, post-production, what that stuff means, but just to know like she's doing her thing and like it's gonna be good.
100% is really important. Yes, and I think throughout the years they finally maybe understand it more, but I can say that for a while I think they were like, what the heck is going on, you know, like what do you mean you're going to rehearsal for 4 hours every night? And I was like, I love this.
You just can't explain it, right? That's so really cute.
I'm really appreciative of them.
Well, good. I'm really happy that that worked. That's like been a good journey for you, and it's cute to always see like a lot of creatives I feel like always have a bug in them at a young age, and it's just like when or where they're able to blossom with that thought or with that like hope to, you know, be on the screens or to be behind the scenes or whatever that looks like.
I agree, there was always a bug there was always some creativity, so I'm just really grateful that I got that opportunity in middle school and that it was that was a young enough age where you're coming into your own and kind of gaining your confidence. And I'm glad I did it then.
Totally.
And it wasn't later. So,
And then you get some good reps in you.
100%.
That's awesome. Well, that's exciting. You know, being in the industry now, also working like a 9-to-5, how is that balancing for you? And like, how have you seen like your community around you, like how has that been helping you?
I think two things there. I think balancing it in my 20s, it was a little bit more all or nothing. I was like, I am ready. I can't wait until the day I'm leaving this 9-to-5 behind. And like, I don't want to do, you know, I think now there's more balance of, I'm like, this is a tool, right? And like, what better place to exert your acting skills than at a 9-to-5? That is a lot of it as well. But I think I view it as, I'm grateful that I have a job that helps me fund my dreams and fund the things I want to do. And when the opportunity comes in the future where I can leave that, I'll be set. I'll feel financially stable and I'll feel good about it. It won't be so scary. My community around me, it's split. I have most people who do have a 9-to-5 and then act on the outside. I have other people who don't. Both inspire me. I think it just shows that like there's no one journey and my community is so supportive and support them back because they're just the I mean it, like the best people. I just always feel so lucky. And so it's just cool to watch everyone do their thing. The people who are serving and acting, the people who are doing like entrepreneurship and acting, the people who are at 9-to-5s acting, and they're all killing it. Like all of them are killing it. And so I learn a lot from that too, of just like, okay, those days I'm like, I don't want to go to this job, or I just want to be on set all day today. It makes it that much more worthwhile when I am on set. And I just learn, I learn a lot from my community in that way. So
That makes a lot of sense. I think there's a lot of grit and patience you have to have as like a creative, because like you said, everyone's journey is different. And it, people can, you know, peak at one age or another, and you just can't compare yourself to like everyone's space and where they are. And so it's nice that you are able to have lots of other like perspectives that also can give you more opportunity too.
100% Yes. And like, what better way? It's like, I do the same thing. I've had so many people in my community on set being like, you should consider Lauren, and I do the exact same thing.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
it's
sweet.
Like who you know and like bringing your community up with you. But yeah, I think you can't, that's the biggest thing, you can't compare. And this is a long game. I forget that sometimes. In my 20s, I was just so like, now, I want to win my Oscar now. You know, like I was like, I'm ready. And I think now I have so much more of a respect of like, I don't think I'd have the opportunities I have today if all that had happened to me when I was 26. Now I'm, I like have amazing opportunities, an amazing agent. Like I'm so grateful for that. So it all is going to happen how it's supposed yeah. to. I really believe that.
I also really believe in yeah. that. I think for me, because I was in the industry since literally like a few months old. She had my yeah. mom had me like in beauty pageants, and then I got signed with all the agents in Chicago yes. by one. So yeah. I was already on sets my whole life. I didn't realize in school yeah. why no one else. I thought that everyone does that. So like that's yeah. like how like naive I was, and it was mm-hmm. a blessing to have that like life opportunity and life experience that I was learning yes. outside the classroom. But then at a certain age. I think growing up, like, I was, you know, at my having all the fun. And then by, like, 15, 16, I wanted to do full, like, high school, social life, dance team, like, that world. Yes. So then I was like, okay, how do I juggle both? And I ended up doing more of, like, this, you know, the high school life. Yeah. And I lost some of the acting. And then mm-hmm. I got older and I was like, Mom, why did you let me lose some of the act? Like, why did you let me stop for a couple years? Like, I was, like, almost like, you could have kept me going. And she's like, no, because you wouldn't have been able to carry it. Like, it would have been too much.
100%.
And I think I'm 24 now. And mm-hmm. I think looking back, I'm like, oh, my God, if I had the opportunity, then I wouldn't even know what to do with it. I would become a monster. Or I would get those childhood stars with all their trauma. Like, that could be so... That made me really understand the timeline and how I can say whatever I want, but, like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't know until it's in front of me. Yes. And, like, what do you do when you're 14 on a set and you don't even know, like, yourself yet? Do you know what I mean?
100%. And I'm... grateful you had that life experience, yeah, right? Because like what better way to bring to set than knowing what it's like to be a high schooler, knowing what it's like to have friends, knowing what it's like to go through a friendship breakup, you know, whatever, heartbreak, whatever it is. And yeah, you might not have had some of those experiences that you could even bring to set today if you hadn't. But I get that. I think when we're younger, it's that all or nothing mindset, you know?
Yeah.
I've dealt with that so many times too, but that's so interesting. I love that that's a piece of your story though.
Yeah. I feel like I've learned it more the past couple years when I'm back into like piano and voice lessons and acting and, you know, just creating overall, especially post-grad. So I think I've definitely been like, no, all my skills had led me here.
Exactly.
Like, I was a communications and like PR marketing major. I'm using that every day.
Yes.
Like, I'm here, right?
Here, like, she's using it right now.
As we speak, I use that every single day.
Yeah.
So I think, like, again, if I didn't also like be curious about the other side of the industry, would I have gone into marketing? You know, all this stuff kind of like can add up.
I agree.
And also growing up having friends who weren't in the industry kept me like normal.
I agree.
And it also having the friends that I meet as I'm older who only know me as like actor or, you know, creative industry Alyssa, you know, keeps me inspired. So like it's having the balance.
You have to have that balance. Mm-hmm. I love that you say that because I'm just like coming to mind. I was like, oh yeah, I have two friends since kindergarten, Katie and Bianca, who I'm like, they just keep me so grounded because they're not in the industry.
Totally.
And then you're inspired by the ones who are. That balance, I think, is really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's learning, especially if you were, you know, I grew up in Chicago, you grew up nearby. So like being able to keep your friends as an adult and staying in the same space, but also growing in it is important. Like I have friends who I met, you know, post-grad or in-grad who are from other states. So they came here with just themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So like being able to create that community is super special for sure.
It's so special. And like, I just feel like I'm nothing without my community.
Yeah.
And so it means the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, I'm excited for the both of us. I'm glad that we've like, I feel like we both like learned a lot throughout. I'm very like reflective and like.
Same.
What's your zodiac sign?
Virgo. What's yours?
I'm a Pisces.
I think they get along.
Yeah. And I think because you're water.
Yeah. I'm water. Earth.
You're earth and I'm water. And I know earth and water like usually get along.
They go along
But
together,
I think that's also like the like. Reflective, the more like deeper side of things. Everything is like dramatic to me in
100%.
Some way.
There's always a movie going on.
Yeah,
it totally. Sounds like yours too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But I think it's important to reflect like how do you grow and how do you stretch as a person if
totally.
You don't, you know? Mm-hmm. So I appreciate the reflection.
Yeah. It helps me throughout everything too.
Yeah.
And just continue to do better, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Yes. It's like you're always just wanting to do better than you did before.
Mm-hmm.
It's I don't believe in a like you have to be better each time, but it's just like how can you grow at least?
Yeah.
And like try
totally.
Meaning like I just think like I don't want to always achieve this like this better version of Lauren, this better, mm-hmm. but it's like, how can I grow and just be that better version of me now?
Yeah.
Like, not always like in the future, in 5 years, like today, how can I be better?
Yeah, you that's know? Good. I like that. So like in the vein of obviously having a community around you and everything, growing up, did you always have people who understood what you were doing? Obviously you had your family and your initial like besties you mentioned. But like throughout the journey, do you think, did you go through things of losing people, losing friends, losing relationships, like because, you know, not everyone was on your same page?
100%. And okay. I think it's not talked about enough. Yeah. You know, I think there's some shame sometimes when you lose friends or go mm-hmm. through friendship breakups because mm-hmm. you think, is there something wrong with me? Or like, do people, like, I have such good friends that I think it's something. You never enter a friendship thinking you're going to lose them. Yeah. I guess that's the best way to say it. But yes, along the way, I still remember, especially in college, when we talked about when I was like, I'm going all in, mm-hmm. I'm doing acting. So many people who were like, this is so silly. Like, what are you going to do? Like, be in Hollywood? Yeah. There was a lot of doubt. And I had to kind of push through that and believe in myself a little bit mm-hmm. and find the people and stick with the people who believed in me.
Yeah.
And then there's people along the journey who've understood and who haven't. I've had people who aren't in the industry be more supportive sometimes than people who are. I think there's also, unfortunately, this underlying competition mm-hmm. you run into sometimes in this industry, not all the time. But I think sometimes if you ever find out a friend is like low-key trying to compete with you or match you, like, those are things, like, friendships are supposed to feel good. Friendships are supposed to make you a better version of yourself. You're supposed to feel safe. You're supposed to have fun. And so I've had to walk away from things, even if it was painful and scary in mm-hmm. the past, because if it's not feeling like that, you have to trust your gut and you have to surround yourself with people who believe in you and, like, you believe in them and they want you to succeed. And so I think I've dealt with some of those things in the past where could be as simple as a misunderstanding, as simple, and you have to be with community who can communicate. You know, I think friends, you should be able to sit down and have hard conversations. Mm-hmm. And if you can't, like, how do you grow?
Yeah.
As friends.
Yeah. Or even the, like, walking on eggshells with friends.
Totally.
Like, I've been there. Like, that's, like, such an unsettling space to live in. Yes. And then you're just clogged mentally. Like, oh my God, like, how do I tell her, like, I don't want to go tonight because I have a show? Like, or whatever. Yeah. Like, little things. Like,
totally.
It just those little things I think are red flags. And mm-hmm. I think it's sad because me, especially, like, being a girl's girl and, like, all these things, like, I don't like to think in red flags of other girls or other women around me.
No.
But, like, I'll look at a guy and be like, oh my God, this. So it's like, how am I able to, like, still have, like, a fair judgment mm-hmm. when I feel like something's not right? And but if it was done to me by someone else or by someone who I didn't have the benefit of the doubt, or, like, like you said, like, a friend, a girlfriend who you know you've known for years or whatever that is, it's like, how do you give yourself, like, grace to also, like, feel those concerns, you know?
Yeah, and I think it is giving yourself grace, right? Mm-hmm. It's like knowing we're all human beings. Everyone's trying their best at the end of the day. Always assume positive intent of the other person.
Yeah.
Like, but I think you have to give yourself grace for your own feelings. And I'm just such a believer in energy. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if your gut is screaming at you that something's wrong, no matter how many years, or something probably is wrong.
Totally.
And it's taking that time to be like, does this align? Does this feel good? I'm not saying you have to cut somebody out or ghost anyone, but it's like, maybe you move different. Maybe your energy is a little bit different with them, and you're giving your all to those people who just make you feel, have never made you doubt yourself, have never made you feel like that. But there's going to be conflict in friendship. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's just, are you surrounded by people who are willing to work through that conflict with you, and you can be better on the other side?
Yeah, and also people who are, like, gonna, like, fully, like, forgive.
100%.
Because I think I've had, even, you know, whether it's with a boy or with, like, friendships, it's, like, still holding that, like, angst. I'm like, that was 3 years ago.
Right. Like, I've forgotten
I thought we were done. And it's, like, not fair now to me, because I'm living life thinking we're chilling. And then you're here still, like, well, this happened. And whatever, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, how it's, like, holding something against somebody.
Yeah.
And I think that's hard, again, because when you have history with someone, when you've been with someone, or you know a friend, or you've been with someone in your space for so long, it can forget, because you're used to living life with them, whether it's a girlfriend or a guy or a guy friend, whatever.
Yeah.
So I think getting older and like having longer friendships and seeing. Mm-hmm. Also, I'll have friends who I've known since five who will meet a friend that I met 3 years ago and be like, wait, what? She was kind of like talking shit to you. Like, what do you mean? Like, who kind of notice those red flags and you don't realize because you're like, no, they're my girl.
Yes. And that's a huge one that you bring up. It's those people in your life who are like, I feel like these are like passive aggressive comments.
Yeah.
Like you said, I think they're kind of talking this. And yeah, it's like that. Right, that loyalty, that be like, no, she's amazing, or he's amazing, you know, whatever it is. And then it's like, you gotta kind of trust some people around you who have your best interest at heart, who might be pointing those things out. I think we can wear rose-colored glasses in relationships and friendships.
Totally.
You know?
Totally, yeah. I think especially, unfortunately, like for girls, especially if you're in high school or college, or where like a lot of social pressures are on.
Yes.
It's easy when you're all growing and then one girl in high school is getting more attention or whatever that looks like for you, like for whatever example you feel like that fits for you. I think being, you know, with the same people and then the same spaces, it's hard to realize like, wait, like this is not okay. Like what she's been doing to me for a year, even though it's like fun and she's laughing at my, like with me, she might be actually laughing at me. Like what's going on? Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's really hard to like gauge all of that.
It is hard to gauge. And I think too, as women, we can be, unfortunate. I think it's just like society. It's like who we are. Like we can be people pleasers too.
Totally.
Right. So it's like, we're kind of taught to be like, don't bring up conflict, like laugh along to your point. Like it's going to be okay. Or like, that's all right. And I think, it's when you start listening to your inner voice of like, I don't accept that anymore. Or like, this is how I'm going to move. Your villain era, the main character. Like when you're like, this is how I'm going to move. And this is what I'm going to accept for my friendships and what I'm going to bring to friendships.
Yeah.
It's like, but it takes time. I think part of it is maturing. Part of it is life experience.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is having those friends in your life who show you what being a friend is and a good friend. I think the more time, that's when you even just start to see as simple as like, who do I feel good around? And when I leave this interaction, do I feel like lit up and inspired and excited, or do I feel drained and like weird and confused?
Totally. Totally.
You know?
And I also think a few things. One, I think with other girls, whether you're in the industry or not, society pins girls against each other.
1,000%.
Whether it's a whisper from another guy or whatever you see on social media, like it's such an easy thing to get wrapped into. And if you're not aware of it, it's really easy for girls who maybe might feel like whatever, they're feeling an insecurity within themselves or whatever, like it's really easy to kind of feed into that energy.
Absolutely.
So as women, we have to make the choice every day of like, wait, that makes me feel weird, but like, I know I'm happy for her, like, you know, like to be able to like choose the positives and to not conform to that, to what society wants, which is women to be against each other.
I completely agree. You have got to clap for the people around you. You've got to clap for other women you don't even know, right?
Yeah.
Like that stuff is so important. It's free.
And
happy people are happy for other people.
Yeah.
You know, too. That's something I've always learned.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you feel good and confident in yourself, you're going to feel happy and confident for other people. You just would. You won't view them as competition.
Yeah. And that goes back to also like, everyone's journey is different.
Exactly.
And I have a lot of friends in the industry and I'm like, you look nothing like me, like to my friend. Like they would never be in my same role. So like, why would I be like, why would someone be mad or jealous if I get a role or if someone else gets a role that they weren't even up for? Do you know what I mean? Like, I think
100%.
That's easy to catch. Like you said, it's hard in the industry with some type of like low-key competitiveness.
Of course.
But I think it's, again, like within yourself, if you trust your journey is meant for you, like that wasn't meant for you. So why would you want that role?
Right. And same way that, right, when somebody else gets something that you're like, I, you know, even if I had gone for this, this makes sense that they got it. And you just got to clap and be like, good for you. Good for me. So it's just like, good for her and good for me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah. I think that stuff is so important. I think in this, I think back to college even, I think it starts early, I think, in the industry. Like you said, you obviously were in it even earlier.
Yeah.
Which that's fascinating of maybe like what your perspective was of that competition. Uh-huh. You were in competitions.
I was.
They were literally setting it up to be like, this person is the best and nobody else is or whatever. But I feel like in college too, that's kind of how they pinned us too. Mm-hmm. It was very, I just look back at those things. So it's like, you've really got to grow thick skin, which I don't even like that phrase, but thick skin is in like, I'm confident in who I am and what I bring to the table. Mm-hmm. And I think it's an abundance mindset too.
Totally.
Just like, there's plenty for all of us.
Yeah.
Like, if this wasn't meant for me, I can't wait for the next
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. And what is.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I always just applaud my mom because I never felt insecure or not wanted
yeah.
or rejected, even though I was rejected like every day.
You know what I mean? Yes.
I think I'm the oldest of three, and I think I was given a lot of love at home, which was
yes.
such a blessing. And so I always felt important.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was a big sister, I'm important. I'm needed. Do you know
yeah.
what I mean? So I always felt
yeah.
like I had a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I would go to auditions and gigs, I don't know how I was always the girls to like befriend the other girls, to befriend
yeah.
the competition. And I would get I would get girls be like, I can't talk to you. Like, I would get like the cattiness of like a 12-year-old being like, well, no, we're not friends, we're against each other. And I was like, okay, is that, but like when we leave, it's all a game. Like when we leave, we're not like
yeah.
so, but like I just always had that. And I think I saw my mom always be by around a lot of like women and lots
mm-hmm.
of laughs and love. And I think I had that like luxury of mm-hmm. seeing, you know, positive female figures in my life.
Yes.
So I think that always made me think like, this is a safe space when I'm with other girls, when I'm at
100%.
A beauty pageant, when I'm going against other girls in a casting call or whatever that
mm-hmm.
looks like. And I just think that I don't know, I have to ask her more like what she did that maybe I didn't remember of like
yeah.
how she kept me feeling good still.
Yeah.
But I think she always was just like, it wasn't meant for you. Like, that's okay. Like,
totally.
Just kind of instilling that at a young age. So
mm-hmm.
as an adult now, I'm like, no, like if it was not mine, I don't want it, you know?
Absolutely. Well, and in the example that's being set, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were very gracious to have that. I understand
yeah.
that everyone gets that
yeah.
growing up, but it sounds like your mom was in the room, like, and that is Vilma.
Yeah.
Like, I'm making friends with everyone.
Yeah,
I'm
totally.
Making, and my mom was the exact same way. She was always so inclusive, was
mm-hmm.
always teaching, like,
yeah.
if you see someone, like, include these people.
Totally.
I always watched her just effortlessly, and it was like her, I always feel like with my mom, her goal is to like have fun,
mm-hmm.
like
anywhere
we are. And I just feel like watching that, then you get that example. That,
totally.
To your point, you're like, even if this is a competition or even if I'm in the audition room, I'd love to talk to someone. I just want to have fun.
Yeah.
I think it's like taking the work seriously, not taking yourself seriously.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And it, kind of on the same topic, but not like in
mm-hmm.
terms of like people pleasing. Obviously, as
mm-hmm.
women, we were kind of told to do that since like the beginning of time.
100%.
But what do you think also like how that can affect you throughout growing up in the industry, at work, like any industry you're in?
Absolutely.
It's kind of a thing where women are supposed to like be down for anything.
I,
or
yes.
like not speak up or to not ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
So what has your experience been with that?
Yeah, recovering people pleaser for sure. That's why we're in main character era this year.
Yeah.
I think I was a people pleaser with, and I didn't know it. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's almost
that's
what was more terrifying,
yeah.
right? But you don't know.
Yeah, that's
right?
what's very common, especially nowadays.
Absolutely. Yes. Big advocate for therapy. I think
yeah.
everyone should be working on themselves. And I think that's when I love my therapist. She's the best. But, like, she was very, like, every situation I bring up, she's like, that's people pleasing. And I had always looked at people pleasing as being, like, a doormat, like, really
Got
saying
it.
Yes to anything. And I didn't do that.
Yeah.
But I think, again, in my 20s, there's more FOMO, right? There's more, I don't want to be left out.
Totally.
There's more, what are other people doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I was always a very independent person. I was an only child. So
okay.
I always was like, I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to do it the way I want to do
yeah.
it. So I think because I had that identity, I never viewed myself that way.
Got
because
it.
I was like, I'm blazing the trail. I'm doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
But I think what it was coming down to was, okay, if I got home after work and I really needed to rest or I really needed
mm-hmm.
to take time for me, but someone was like, can you help me? I would always say yes.
Yeah.
If I needed to do these things for myself, I was always saying, like, what can I do for other people? And I really wasn't putting myself first.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was interesting because then when I started, I felt like when I started putting myself first, it was back in like, I guess this was 2017. I did an academy program through Black Box.
Okay.
And it was this academy program every night from 6 to 9 p.m.
Uh-huh.
So I was going to work from 9
wow.
to 5, 6 to 9, and it was 100 days. So, and I loved it.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I almost like had an excuse to tell
yeah,
people no.
Totally.
Because I was like, I'm all invested. I'm doing my thing. So that was the first time I was like, oh, I understand. Like, I can completely be all in on myself and tell people no and then be there for them when I can.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think when I started learning that lesson, it was interesting because, again, it kind of goes back to the friendship stuff, but you watch people move different because I watch the people be like, I'm so glad you're putting yourself mm-hmm. first and doing these things you love. And you watch the other people that were like, you usually always came over when I asked, or you usually almost did that. And then that's when I was like, okay, so now I also understand mm-hmm. that, like, it kind of brings out in your life who's using you a little bit and who's actually, like, there for you.
Yeah. One thing I learned, and I think I learned this mostly post-grad, mm-hmm. and this is going to sound negative, but it's a positive, is, like, the low-maintenance friends.
Yes.
And not meaning, like, oh, you don't need to, like, look at them. But, like, I have friends who I text every single day, but I see them once every 3 months because of how busy we are.
Yes.
And it's never, we never have to explain ourselves.
No.
They're the girls since five. Like, it's a lot easier. They get me. They know my lifestyle. They saw me growing up like this. But even, like, the friends in I met even in college or high school, like, when you connect with those people, mm-hmm. like, you don't need to explain yourself. If you're tired... No. I'm literally so tired. I had the craziest day at work. I just need to sleep in.
Yeah.
Like, okay, dope. Sleep in. I'll see you next week. Like,
literally.
That, I think, is such a blessing that I've learned, thankfully, at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I you know, in college, I was definitely, like, more of a people pleaser. I did a lot of things to make sure everyone else was comfortable and mm-hmm. felt good. And then I was overworking myself.
Yes.
But I think getting out of college, not living with, you know, not living on campus like mm-hmm. I did, and, like, having more opportunity post-grad for other avenues and other groups of friends or whatever. And I also noticed, like, if I wanted to do a night out and I have four friends asking to hang out, let's all hang out together. Like, we don't need to make this, like, if we can only meet one day this month, like, why don't we all just do a big group night out, and it's girls night out, like, it's fun, we can have our moment.
Yes.
And again, like, I've been very lucky to have so many friends who don't necessarily, like, get what I'm doing every day, but mm-hmm. get what I'm doing is important to me and is special to me and is exciting and is different.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be down. They're going to support it.
Yeah.
And I have friends who are like, I could never do what you do, but, like, go off. I will be here. I will, cheerlead you on. I'll show up to your events when you need me to.
Yes.
But, like, I'm not going to be able to get the day-to-day conversations, and that's fine.
100%.
You know, like, being open and honest, because they're secure within themselves. They don't feel threatened by me. They don't feel concerned. What am I doing? Why am I answering? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's been a big blessing that I've learned that also has kind of helped me with the people, the getting better at people pleasing.
100%. And I love that example.
Yeah.
Because it's true. It's just like we literally have one life. Like, it's so cliche.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you have to put yourself first. Like, I actually think putting yourself first benefits the people around mm-hmm. you, because you inspire them by totally going after what you want in the way that you want to. And then, to your point, you can show up more fully for people when you're doing that, because you're filled and you're joyful. Like, we're of course going to be there for other people mm-hmm. and that's a given, I would think. But it's like, I think as women sometimes I for some reason had the subliminal, and my mom didn't do this, it's not like that was even an example, but it's like you're just subliminally like, to be needed is to be loved or something like that, when it's just like, no, like, to pour into yourself and fulfill yourself and your dreams lets you love and be there for other people.
Yeah. And I think that is what thankfully we're like talking about more, is the alternative way of looking at that.
Yeah.
But since the beginning of time, it is a thing of like, you're a mom, so what the moms do is they feed the kids, everyone's happy because they're fed.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're getting love because you just fed your kid and he's, oh, thanks mommy, like whatever. So like, it's that instant validation.
Yeah.
And it's like not realizing like, yeah, you're a mom, but you're also a sister and maybe a wife and a daughter and a friend, like
maybe
your other
CEO.
Thing.
Like,
yeah, like your other things. Yeah. You're also a worker, or you're doing other things outside mm-hmm. of just mom. And mom is a basic term for how you can describe how society puts that pressure on women. If you're not a mom, you have to be a mom soon, like, you know, all those pressures, which you don't have to be. Everyone's journey is different, like we talked about.
Totally.
Everyone can do their own path.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to follow your friend or your sister or what your parents did. Like,
no,
you can totally do your own thing, and you also don't have to explain it to anybody.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing with mm-hmm. people pleasing. It's not explaining, right? It's like, how do you just say no and you don't provide any excuse or any explanation?
Yeah.
Or how do you go after what you want and you don't have to justify it?
Yeah.
Provide an explanation. I think that's a piece of it.
Yeah. And I also think Or how can you say no and tell the truth? No, I can't. I'm literally tired.
Yeah, 100%. Like, and that's enough, though.
Yeah, that's enough. Yeah, and I think for me, even sometimes to this day, depending on the person, if I feel like I'm still not sure where they stand, I'll be like, no, I have this event later tonight. I need to figure out, I need to finish work before, or whatever. Like, I still give, like, a long excuse, but it's like, no, I have an event. Thank you. Like, I'll see you next week. Yeah. Or like, no, I have to be up at 5 in the morning. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
Instead of the whole, like, no, I actually have this tonight, this tomorrow. Like, you know, like, all, like, if you over do it, it's like, okay, like, you're like, it's not that serious.
Yeah, it's not that serious at all. It's just standing in your truth, and it has to be enough. And I think pushing through those uncomfortable feelings, I think it is uncomfortable once you start speaking your truth. Putting up some boundaries, I think, is a huge thing, because it's not to control other people, it's just to tell other people how to interact with you, you know. And I agree, I like the truth. It's just like saying that truth. I think for, I always think of like a younger version of myself, and I think I was always so scared to like hurt someone's feelings. I didn't want to disappoint anybody.
Totally.
And now I'm like, I don't want to disappoint myself.
That's more than enough. It's 100%. Also, the people who around you care, like, will not ask different of you.
No.
They would agree with you.
No. In the same way, I won't ask for them.
And I also think, with that note, like, if we're, you know, we're preaching this, but we also, you know, assuming, like, understanding, when I have friends who try to give an excuse, I'm like, girl, literally just say no. Like, you don't have to tell me anything. It's not personal. Like,
not at
you
got
to go, you got to go. Like, I think also, like, kind of practicing that in the reverse, being the receiver of, like, hey, you don't need to tell me your whole weekend. Like, I trust you. Like, if you don't, you can't come, you can't come, you know?
Yes, give your friends grace. Yeah. Give your friends grace, because we're asking for grace in the same way. Yes. And those people you love, it's always like, it's truly not personal.
Yeah,
like you said, 100%. It never is.
It's there's so much, but I think I think it's good to have that community that can, like, help you know, kind of guide you and support you throughout all of that.
I agree.
But so, a little, like, changing of a little bit of off topic, but not, what do you think, obviously, we learned a lot about you today, what do you think are some, what's, like, a good piece of advice that you felt like you wanted to hear while you were, you know, juggling the 9-to-5, juggling the arts, juggling friends and family and relationships?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's such a good question. I think when I was juggling everything, I wish someone was just there to be like, you are literally doing the best that you can. Mm-hmm. And what you're doing is enough.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing so much and going after what you want. And, like, that is enough. You know, I think there was, it's like, you don't have to do more.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep doing more. Like, you, I think sometimes it's that comparison thing. So it's just like, your journey is good. You are enough. And you don't need to keep outdoing yourself.
Yeah. You know, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's hard, especially, like you said, when you're in the zone, like, as a creative too, it's easy to be have tunnel vision.
100%.
You see the end goal. Okay, what do I have to do to get there? If it's a 9-to-5, then if it's grinding from 6 to midnight, like, I'm gonna do it. But it's like, okay, you also need to give yourself the space to, like, take a shower, to eat. Like, are you eating three meals? To go on a run, or to go on a jog, to see friends, and to have your spirits lifted too. To sleep the 6 to 8 hours or whatever that looks like for you.
Yeah.
I think that can get lost in the shuffle. Because when your goals are so exciting and so big, it's easy to lose yourself in them. But then you're like, wait, the point is like, the goals are for me. So I'm not my best self. How am I going to do all these things?
And that's such a good point. You're like, wait, I'm doing this for myself.
Yeah. Right? Why am I deteriorating? Exactly. Also, simultaneously. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I think then, to that point, that's such a good point. It's like, the second piece of advice would be like, rest. Like, you need to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you need to do things that bring you joy, and, like, that fill up your cup.
Yeah.
This isn't everything. Your 9-to-5 isn't everything. Acting isn't everything. Like,
totally.
You are you at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what matters. And then, you again, you can bring that to the work.
Yeah. I'm lucky to have a girlfriend who will literally text me and be like, girl, I haven't heard from you all day. Please go to the bathroom. Take a bathroom break. Like, are you well? Like, what's going on?
Yes.
Or she'll be like, girlfriend, this is, like, your third event this week. Like, please, like, give yourself a day off.
100%.
And I'm like, I don't have one till next week. And it's like, okay, well, then that next day, do not make a plan. Like, you're resting.
Yes. You need those people to kind of, like, hold up the mirror a little bit.
Yeah.
And be like, you're killing it. I love it. Make sure to take time for yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so easy. I almost feel like, fuck, like, now how do I tell her I'm literally busy till 2 weeks from today?
Like, exactly.
And then you almost feel like reflective, like, wait, I need to find a day to chill.
Exactly. It is that reminder. It's like, we're not robot. Like, you cannot keep going and going on fumes. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it's just an afternoon, if it's 4 hours and you're just getting to like doom scroll or literally, watch a favorite show or just couch rot for 2 hours, it makes such a difference.
Absolutely. I know it's been a lot rough. Last month especially was super like manic for me between the holidays, the industry kind of wrapping up for the year. So I was going crazy, and she's like, well, I haven't seen you in like a month. Like, are you well?
Yeah. And you're like, no, but I'm gonna carry
on. But like
on.
I'm also like having fun, I guess.
Exactly.
But it's like the in-betweens are manic, but like when I'm there it's fun.
Exactly.
You know? But you just keep going, and I think that it's nice to have that like respect and understanding too from people around you.
100% You need those people who will give you a little dose of tough love.
Yeah.
Like, I know you're going to burn out in like 2 days.
Literally.
You know, my husband does that a lot too. He's really good at that. Or he'll be like, we've been going for like 3 weeks. I'm like, yeah, because then I have something else and I'm so excited. And he's like, you need to find a day that you don't do a thing.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I'm like, all right, you know, because that's not my default.
Yeah. It's not at all for me.
No.
Either.
So it feels weird.
I feel like the, like productivity anxiety.
Oh yeah,
I feel like I'm not doing enough, and then I'll tell this girl specifically, because she's the most like girl like about me and like my schedule, and she's like, girl, you're not doing enough. I can't imagine you at your max. Like, I'm terrified.
Right? Isn't that funny when you're like, I just or it's like if you hit a goal and everyone's like, aren't you so proud? And I'm like, but I was supposed to do that, and now I just need to go on to the next thing.
Yeah.
They're like, what the heck is going on? Yes, but I think it's just that drive and that passion, and again, I think it's kind of that maturing piece where you're like, I can achieve these big things. I can be busy. I can do these things, but like, I need to put into myself too. And I need to slow down. It's a long game.
Totally.
It's a long game. I don't want to burn out before I can't do this anymore.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Especially when you start it so young.
100%
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess.
Look at this child actor.
I know. We're just child stars. No.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's fun though. It's, you know, it's hard to get it out. You know, once you're in that space, it's, you're like running on that adrenaline of like the vibe, the good vibes, the good energy,
100%.
The fun people, the like the new ideas, you know, so it's hard to be grounded sometimes.
It is. You're just so and when you get the inspiration, it's almost like, I don't want to lose this. Do you ever feel that?
Totally.
Like, you're like, I have to act on this or I'm going to lose this. But it's like, why don't I write this down?
Yeah.
Tell someone about this idea and I could come back to it in a day, you know? Yeah. It's
kind
of finding those grounding moments with those ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so to kind of wrap things up a bit more, what are some future goals or plans you have? Obviously, you're in your main character era.
Yes.
So what else do you have coming up in 2025 that you want to share?
Yes. I have two big goals this year. I want to book another commercial.
Okay.
I want to book a lead in a feature film.
Amazing.
Very excited about that. But another goal that I have is I'm writing a short film.
Okay.
And so that is something that I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping that's something that can be produced and filmed next year.
Oh.
And I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
But I think this year too, what I'm looking forward to the most, like a big goal that I have, is kind of slowing down just a little bit of like being fast and vicious with my acting and my goals.
Yeah.
But I think LP life, like just enjoying and like touching the grass a little bit more this year, and I'm really excited about
that.
Well,
that's super on brand for our whole episode, just what we've been talking about.
Yes.
Like needing a minute sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think that I think you can find that balance, like you said, if you're already feeling like you're knowing how to say no, you're knowing how to prioritize yourself, you're knowing how to, you know, balance life easier. I think now's a good time to be able to also slow down, but also I think it might be slowing down to you, but to someone else it's like a normal day. But I think I understand like needing to tell yourself like slow down, because you don't know how else to say it.
Absolutely. And like being intentional, right?
Yeah,
like an
with your
intentional
time.
Year with my time.
Mm-hmm.
Time is so precious.
Yeah.
And so I really want to spend it this year doing the things I love and doing the things I want to do. I really don't want to spend time this year doing anything I feel obliged to do.
Yeah.
I don't want to do. And so I'm looking forward to that.
And that's such a good space to be in.
Yeah.
And I do believe in like manifesting and energy. So if you're saying it to the people around you, you're saying it on here, you know, like I believe that that's going to come into fruition with without you even realizing.
Yes.
Which is exciting.
I love manifesting.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. We just manifested.
Yeah, we did. It's a whole episode.
Yes.
Well, I'm excited for you.
Thank
and
you.
I hope, you know, obviously I'll watch your journey through social media and whatnot. But I hope to keep in touch too, like outside of that, and help support like throughout our projects and stuff.
Absolutely. We're forever bound to this.
Yeah, so now once we're in it, it's hard to, you know, you're in my little podcast community. Yes. So, and then just my favorite question to ask every guest is, what is something you would tell 16-year-old Lauren?
Oh,
if you could see her right now.
I love 16-year-old Lauren. Aww. And what I would tell her is, get rid of the boy. He doesn't matter. And focus on yourself, girl. Focus on yourself and your dreams. Like that, if I could, I just love her so much. But she was just so enamored with like being in a relationship. Yeah. But I think, and just that like she's enough. I know I probably said this earlier, but it's like, oh, she was just such a like, I just love her. And I would tell her like, you are enough. Mm-hmm. Focus on you.
Yeah.
And like focus on what you want. Like don't worry about a relationship right now.
Yeah. And I think that's the biggest, like if I look back at my episodes with guests, a lot of them are like, just please don't lose focus.
Yes.
Cause those I say 16 cause 16 is like a crazy year. Like yes. You just don't get it yet.
No.
Even at 19, 20, I'm seeing, you know, I worked in a university for a year or so post-grad. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing these 18-year-olds like coming to class with like a full face of makeup and like little tight clothes. I'm like, it's literally cold, like put your jacket on.
I know.
And I'm watching them and I'm like, oh my god, that was literally me. I was going to class as like a fashion show.
100%.
Not to like truly be like in my zone, you know.
Yes.
What I mean.
Yes.
And I think obviously I'm 24, but I already feel like at this age, seeing a 20-year-old or 21-year-old, I'm like, oh my god, please, you don't have to do not take the extra shot because everyone else is forcing you to. Like,
exactly.
You don't need to.
Yes,
this is not going to matter in 10 years. Like, please, just like go home. Like, you're going to feel like shit tomorrow.
Yeah,
like,
go home. That would be just go home.
Literally, just go home and like regroup, because I think it's such a beautiful age, but it's such a vulnerable age.
It's so vulnerable. And she just cared so much what other people thought. And I just look at her and I'm like, but you had it all and it was good. So like, yes, I just, for her to just focus on her, you know, it's like, that's what was important. Mm-hmm. And it's a vulnerable age. But yeah, 16, there's something so magical about
there
it.
Is.
I don't know what it is. But
it's like the turning of age. It's the beginning
it really
of
is.
Who you become as an adult. And it's the prime years that shape how you look at life, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's exciting. It's sweet though.
And this is probably aging me, but back then it was my super sweet 16. It was like a huge show.
I know, that was a big deal.
That
like,
was a
that's
big
the
deal.
Age for that.
Yes. So my friend Katie Johnson and I, we had our own like my super sweet 16. Like we had a joint because we're both Virgos.
Oh.
And so like she lives on this beautiful property and we had like this big party. So I always think of that too.
That's
that
so
it was
cute.
Just, but that was like my favorite show when I was 16.
Yeah, yeah. It's exciting. It's like, oh my god, I'm officially becoming a grown up. Like
yes.
You just don't even realize like how sacred those years are still.
Yeah, you really don't. Yeah. So that's a great question. I really appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you.
I just adore her. I adore that
aww,
version of myself.
And that's a beautiful thing to like still have love for yourself and
100%.
Not be like, why did you do this? Why did you do that?
No.
It's like, no, she was just on the struggle
she
bus.
She needed a hug.
She was trying.
She needed a hug. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any like last minute thoughts, questions, things you want to touch on before we wrap up?
No, I think I just want to thank you so much. It was just so fun talking about all of
this.
And I think to any, like, all I could really say is just, like, to anyone listening, it's, like, do not give up.
Yeah.
It's a long road. It's a long journey. And, like, don't stop betting on yourself. Like, that would be my biggest thing. Like, do not stop betting on yourself. Even if others aren't believing in you, you don't believe in you. Like, it's going to be worth it. And those things are going to pay off.
I love that.
So just keep at it.
I love
that.
Thank you so much.
Do
you want to plug your Instagram or social media?
Sure. I have an Instagram. It's Lauren_Rosemary_. And then if you are interested in following My Little Renaissance Girl, that on Instagram is just My Little Renaissance Girl. And give us a follow. We have some events coming up. And then my website is laurenrosemaryparch.com too, where you can follow some fun updates there.
Cute. And you send me this privately and I can post it for us as well, like in the notes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Well,
great.
Thanks so much for being here,
yes,
Lauren.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Take your hand.
I love it.
Today.
Yes. Thank you. This has been so great.
This has been really fun.
And to everyone listening, thank you for being here. We love and support you as well. And please, 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 you know the drill. Like, comment, subscribe, share, repost, tell your friends, tell the girls, tell the boys. Lots of love. And I cannot wait to see you when we are on to the next episode next week. Bye.